From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The administration's review of U.S. policy in Afghanistan concludes that American troops can begin withdrawing on schedule next July. NPR's Jackie Northam reports the review shows there has been progress, albeit uneven progress, in the year since President Obama called for an additional 30,000 troops to be deployed in Afghanistan.
The White House has been trying to tamp down expectations over the progress report, saying there are no surprises. Still, it does say that the administration was setting up conditions to begin a responsible reduction of American troops in July. The report also indicates the U.S., its allies, and Afghan forces have made some inroads in trying to root out the Taliban and other Islamist fighters, although military operations in the volatile south of Afghanistan have gone slower than hoped. The report also addresses many of the issues that continue to plague the AFPAC strategy, including Pakistan's unwillingness to take on militants on its side of the border and Afghanistan's inability to clean up corruption and develop a viable government. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
The House votes today on the tax cut compromise worked out by the president and congressional Republicans after the measure cleared the Senate yesterday. NPR's Andrea Seabrook says the prospects for the bill are not as clear in the House, though, where Democrats are intent on making some changes to the package.
Well, the outlook in the House is a lot different than the Senate. In the Senate, there was this agreement made which virtually assured passage there, and it passed with flying colors, a bipartisan overwhelming vote. In the House, that deal was never made with Democrats that control the House right now. Now, nor the House Republicans. So there are a lot of Democrats who have big problems with the bill, ranging from the estate tax to the tax rates for wealthier Americans. And there are even Republicans who think that they could get a better deal if they just let the tax cuts expire and go into next year when they'll be in control.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook at the Capitol. The House has approved a bill to end the Pentagon's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, barring gays from serving openly in the military. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi argued for the repeal before the vote.
Both Secretary Gates, the Secretary of Defense, and Chairman Mullen, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, have called for Congress to act on the repeal with urgency.
The bill now moves to the Senate, where Majority Leader Harry Reid says he wants to bring it up, but he also says time is running out in the lame duck Congress. The number of homes repossessed has dropped to the lowest level in a year and a half, home repossessions plunging 28% in November. Rick Sharger with the Foreclosure Listing Service Realty Track says, though, the decline does not indicate any real improvement in the housing market.
We usually see about a 7 to 10% dip in November for seasonal reasons, largely due to the Thanksgiving holidays. But the rest of the drop can be attributed to the recent robo-signing problems, which really caused a lot of lenders and servicers to stall foreclosure procedures.
So Sharga says he expects foreclosure activity to pick up this month and next. This is NPR News from Washington. The frigid weather gripping much of the eastern half of the nation is causing travel problems in areas of the South that are not used to icy conditions this early in the season. In Atlanta, Helix Romero told WSB-TV his car hit a patch of glare ice and began spinning out of control.
I must have caught a patch of ice. I didn't realize it, and then suddenly I lose control. I go into the guardrails, and I must have eaten up about 50, 75 feet of guardrails.
Light to moderate snow is expected today in parts of the Northeast as well as across the Northern Plains. One of baseball's greatest pitchers, Hall of Famer Bob Feller, has died at the age of 92. Amanda Rabinowitz of member station WKSU reports Feller was a legendary figure in Cleveland where he played his entire career.
Bob Feller debuted with the Indians in 1936, a 17-year-old Iowa farm kid with a body made for pitching and mind made for business. He combined both to become one of the highest-paid players in baseball. He was one of the first players to make big money on endorsements and was an early advocate for free agency. Bob Feller won 266 games over 18 seasons in a career interrupted by 4 years in the Navy. He volunteered the day after Pearl Harbor. Feller said he did what was needed.
I'm no hero. The heroes don't return from wars. Survivors come back from wars, and I happen to be a survivor.
Feller remained active with the Indians into his 90s, even throwing out the first pitch at last season's opening game. For NPR News, I'm Amanda Rabinowitz in Kent, Ohio.
Rescue crews are searching the waters off the coast of an island in Australia for survivors from the crash of a boat that was jammed with asylum seekers. At least 28 people were killed. Officials say more than two dozen others are still missing. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support